Let us begin with our topic. It was short, just a few minutes, just to discuss a little bit about going back to Kaddish. We're in the middle of our discussion of the significance of Kaddish. So I want to focus now on Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach Le'olam Ulyolmei Olmaya. There are seven words in this expression. Chazal tell us a person says these words with all of his koyach, or all of his kavana, the different mamari chazal, then even if it was decreed 70 years of evil, Hashem rips, destroys the gzeira ra, and he's blessed for a lifetime of 70 years. What is the significance of Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach Le'olam Ulyolmei Olmaya? So the Farshim tell us the key is the word Le'olam Ulyolmei Olmaya. Forever and ever. We don't generally have Shevach. When we give a Kadosh Baruch Hu praise, the praise is always limited to our time, our time frame of this world. The ability to break forth and to recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is blessed, Le'olam Ulyolmei Olmaya, is on a different madrig. A person has to exert himself to try to imagine the picture. What does it mean, Le'olam Ulyolmei Olmaya? And it captures the Kadosh Baruch Hu's infinite nature where man cannot relate. That is the uniqueness of the expression. Now there are a number of Mamre Chazal that compare this pasuk, tell us that this expression has 28 letters. Right, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach Le'olam Ulyolmei Olmaya. When you look in the Siddur, you will discover there are exactly 28 letters. And because, and since this is the Iker part of the Kaddish, to say this, and that 28, and 28 is Koach, that's why there are customs that some before they recite Kaddish, they say the Pasuk, V'ata Yigdal No Koach Hashem. There's such a custom. We don't do this. Some say you shouldn't do this. But definitely looking probably some of the Svaradish, the Siddurim, you'll find it. Or maybe at different parts of davening before you say Kaddish. Yigdal no may Hashem's koyach be elevated. May it be strengthened. May it be exalted. And the reason why we say that pasuk koyach is because there are 28 letters in the Yehei Shmei Rabba, which is the ikar, is the centerpiece of the Kaddish. Now what does it mean? Others explain also, that's why Chazal cleverly said, Kol ha'oimer Yehei Shmei Rabba Chol Koichoi, with all of their koyach. Why did Chazal select that word koyach? There are many words available, b'kol kavana, I'm sure you could find other expressions that would more accurately describe what a person should do when he says Yehei Shmei Rabba. Why do they say the koyach? Because, since there are, to cause the person to remember that there are 28 letters in this expression. Now, this also ties very nicely into Ma'aseh Bereishis. We all know the first Rashi, Amar Yitzchak. Why did the Torah begin with Ma'aseh Bereishis? Koyach Masav Higid La'amo. The reason why we began with Ma'aseh Bereishis, Hashem wanted to reveal to Klal Yisrael the koyach of his deeds. Why did Rashi with koyach Masav? So, let me tie into this another two midrashim. Why do we have seven words in Yehei Shmei Rabba? It corresponds to the first pasuk of the Torah. How many words are there in the first pasuk of the Torah?
Seven.
Bereishis, Bara, Elokim, Eis, Hashemayim, the Eis Arts. How many letters are there? 28. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Bereishis, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. It works. I wanted to make sure. You can't trust what it says in the Sefer. Trust me. Never trust me. Never, ever, ever. But I'm telling you, count yourself, it says here 28 letters in the first word, Bereishis. Where else? Now, this is a beautiful idea. Where else do we have a pasuk that has 28, that has 28 letters, and has seven words, and directly relates to Bereishis, Bara, Elokim, Eis, Hashemayim, Ve'Eis Haaretz? That is, this goes to show how important this pasuk is. It's the pasuk right before the Aseres Hadibros. Yeah. In Parashas Yisro, okay, it's the very Vayedaber Elokim Eis Kol HaDevarim Ho'ele Leimar. The Baal Koreh, when you go to Shul, so most people get serious. Onoichi Hashem Elokech, when they say Onoichi, you get, but that's not so. It's very important to focus on the first pasuk, Vayedaber Elokim Eis Kol HaDevarim Ho'ele Leimar. Just like the Aseres HaDibros is a microcosm of Chamish Shechum Shei Torah, Kol HaTorah Kula, in the Seres HaDibros lies hidden all of the Torah. Likewise, in the first pasuk, Vayidaber Elokim Eis Kol Advarim Ela Lemar, it captures the entire Aseres HaDibros. It's a concentrator. How you can, I don't know how in the world you can extract in that pasuk the Aseres HaDibros and from there extract Kol Torah Kula, but that's what Chazal say. Seven words, how many letters?
28.
So what's the significance? These two psukim come one with the other. It goes back to the Ma'aseh Bereishis. Vayera Vavoker Yom HaShishi. When Hashem created the world, Bereishis, Bar Elokim Es HaShemayim V'Es Haaretz, what did Hashem say? I'm making a Tanai. Here we are. Vayera Vavoker Yom HaShishi. That's it, creation is over. But HaShishi, Yom HaShishi, this Berea will only exist, will only remain if Klal Yisrael is Mekabel the Torah and Mat Har Sinai and the Aseres HaDibros. If Klal Yisrael refuse to accept the Torah and say Naaseh V'Nishma, that's it, it will go back to Tohu V'Vohu. So the Pasuk Bereishis, Bore Elokim Es HaShemayim V'Es Haaretz, which are seven letters, and 28 to 7 words and 28 letters directly corresponds to the Hakdama, to the Aseres HaDibros, which also has 7 words and 28 letters to remind us of this condition. And when we say now Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach La'olam Lil Milmaya, that's the bridge between the two. The bridge between the two is that the Bria, Hashem created the world, Bereish Bar Elokim Eid Hashemayim, the only way HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name will become great and exalted, La'olam, Lil Mil Maya, in the Bria, is when we make that connection. Is when we are able to learn Torah, and by learning Torah we're able to sanctify the Bria. Look at the Bria, that is the bridge between Bereishis Bar Elokim, the Bria, the Teva nature, our existence, and Torah. That's where we'll come to Mevarach La'olam Lil Mil Maya. And then there's another pasuk which also ties into this, and that is, there's another pasuk that has 7 words and 28 letters. And that's Zechor Rachamecha V'chasodecha Ki Me'olam Hema. Now you count, if you'll count the word, you'll tell me there are 29. No, they're not 29, because you're going to make the calculation with a Zechor with a Zah with a Vav. But you look in the Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded to Hashem, forgive Klal Yisrael for their terrible sins of worshiping the eagle, there is no Vav in Zechor. Zechor is chaser. So in the pasuk where Moshe, this is the pasuk, another critical pasuk in the Torah, where Moshe pleads to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive Klal Yisrael for the Chet HaEgel, a pasuk of Kapara. Kapar, which also is necessary that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive the world to bring the world to its perfection. Zechor Rachamecha V'chasodecha Ki Me'olam Hema, 7 words, 28 letters. It's the Chut HaMeshulosh of Bereishis Bar Elokim Eis HaShemayim V'Es Haaretz, and the pasuk by the Aseres HaDibros, Vayidaber Elokim Eis Kol Advarim Ela Lemar. These three come together, Bria, Torah, through the Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through that the world will achieve Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach Le'olam Uliolmei Olmaya. Okay, now by the way, now is another little idea which I think is a very nice idea. Besides the fact that there are 28 letters in Yehei Shmei Rabba, when you begin Yehei Shmei Rabba to the end of until Damiran Bielma V'Yimru Amen, there are 28 words, right? So when you say Yiskadal V'Yiskad Shmei Rabba Bielma Divach Nusev Yamlich Ma'al Chosei B'Chayechon V'Yamlichon V'Hayitach Chomishol Ba'agolov V'Zbanak V'Yimru Amen, when you give the Tzibu the command V'Yimru Amen, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach L'Yolam Ulomei Olmaya Yisparach V'Yishabach V'Yishpa'ar V'Yishmam V'Yisnaseh V'Yisadar V'Yisalev V'Yisalo Shmei Dekudusha Berichu Li'Elo Min Kol B'Chosav V'Shivasah T'Shivasah V'Nechmasah Damiran V'Yolma V'Yimru Amen. 28. There are 28. So what's happening here is what we call expansion. Okay, expansion, decompression. Decompression, 28 letters into 28 words, yeah?
When you say la'ela, you say mikol.
So you have to make up.
You have to keep the
28 words, so you go from la'ela, la'ela, from minkol to mikol. Very important, correct. So what we've done over here is we've done what's called decompression. Decompression. We start out with this condensed 28 letters, koyach, and we have expanded. Yehei Shmei Rabba, the Iker part is V'Imru Amen, the 10, these next 8 expressions decompressed into 28 words. where else in Kaddish do we have this concept of decompression? This is a very interesting idea. It's in Hashem's name. The whole purpose of Kaddish is Yehei Shmei Rabba, may Hashem's name may become Rabba, expanded. How do we relate to Hashem in this world? Ki Yod Al Keis Ko. Because of Amalek, because of the damage they've done to this world, Hashem's name is only half of what it should be. What is Hashem's name today? Kah Yud Kei Ki Bekot Sur Lamim. Hashem's name is not Shalem. The whole name is Yud Kei Vav Kei. We're missing two letters. When will Hashem's name? In the future, Hashem's name will be complete. Will be Yud Kei Vav Kei. Amalek, in the meantime, did damage. What do we say? We say, Yehei Shmei Rabba. That's exactly what we're saying. Now, Hashem's name is only Yud-Kei. May it be Rabba. May it be expanded from 2 to 4. Now, let's look at this concept of decompression, or expansion. What is the numerical value of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei? Everyone knows 26. This is like, you know, they teach us to you in the crib. This is the first thing, right? Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. This is the basics. Kabbalah 101. You can't even get through the first day unless you know 26 in Hashem's name. Now the truth is, what's Yud-Kei? Yud-Kei is 15, right? 10 and 5. It's not 15. Yud-Kei is 26. How is Yud-Kei 26? Because you have to, because Yud-Kei is Hashem's, is 26 compressed. How do you spell Yud? Yud Vav Dalet. So what is that? Yud Vav Dalet is 20. What is Hey? How do you spell Hey? The truth is there are different ways to spell Hey, but let's spell it now. Hey Aleph. There are many ways to spell Hey. Hey Aleph. It's 6. So Ka